There is a certain verse that is to be recited during dhikr. This kalima, this verse has been mentioned in a mustanad hadith. Confirmed hadith is in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, in Nasa'i. And this is a sahih hadith, an authentic hadith, confirmed hadith. And it's such an ajeeb, unique, brilliant verse to be recited that if an individual, any person recites this kalima once over, just once over, if somebody recites this kalima, then the rewards for reciting this kalima are many indeed. Many have been mentioned. If a person recites this kalima once, then in the hadith it is stated that that individual who's recited this verse, then the thawab, the first thawab, the first reward that is attained is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that person from shaitan, from the cursed devil, from shaitan. Big thawab, big reward. And the second reward, the second thawab for reciting this kalima of dhikr is that upon reciting this kalima of dhikr, Allah ta'ala gives the reward of freeing a slave from the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. What a great thawab. And you just have to recite this once, this kalima. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that on reciting this kalima, that individual's rank and status is elevated 10 times over. MashaAllah, subhanAllah, praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah. And then it's stated that on top of his status being raised 10 times, Allah ta'ala eliminates 10 of his sins. Aha, great treasure is this verse. And then it's stated that the fifth reward that is achieved on reciting this verse, kalima, is that 10 good deeds from Allah ta'ala's preference are allocated to that person. Allocated from Allah's preference. How much thawab? Just for reciting this kalima once. Once. And this is the ajr, the reward of this kalima. Look at the kamal. The person who recites this kalima in the morning, then until the evening he'll get this thawab. And if he recites this in the night, then until the morning he will get this thawab. So imagine the numerous and mounds and piles of reward. From the morning till evening, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from shaitan. Allah Rabbul Izzat, imagine the tariqah, Allah Ta'ala's methods of protecting from shaitan. Because shaitan pesters us from morning till evening and evening to morning, isn't it? So what a big protection Allah is giving. And such a big thawab a person is getting. Such a big thawab. Think. We need to think about this. So a person, is there much to do? A lot of physical effort? And we can read this anywhere, this verse. We can be in your car, recite this verse. Lying down on your mattress, recite this verse. Wherever you remember, recite this verse. Kalima. After salah, recite this kalima. How many times do we have to recite this? Say it loudly. Once over. Doesn't take a second. Small amount of time. If we realize this kalima, then we shouldn't leave this recitation, should we? And it's such an easy kalima to recite, such an easy verse, that inshallah everybody will memorize this within a second. I will explain to you, you'll learn within a second. Everybody will understand and be aware of this kalima. This is how much thawab and weight is on this kalima. Such a great recitation. And the more Allah Ta'ala gives us an opportunity in life to recite this, then tell me, is this not enough? May Allah Ta'ala give you 100 years, long life. Long life. Then tell me, in your lifespan, if every morning and evening you get this thawab, and this is another point here to understand, that there's no doubt that these five rewards, because Allah Ta'ala says, I've given them to you, confirmed. Not that you have to think about it, am I going to get the reward, am I not going to get the reward, or is there something in this for me, will Allah Ta'ala remove this reward, or if I'm proud or showing off, will I get the reward? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving this to you, confirmed. Confirmed allocation rules. So if a person makes a habit in life, then what a great action indeed it is. So I'm just about to tell you that kalima. Listen carefully. You want to listen? Do you want to know? One condition. Will you recite this kalima or not? Yes. A true promise. Just once you have to recite it. Okay. So today I won't just tell you. You'll have to give something to get this learning. I can't give this to you. This is not charity, is it? Such a great action and reward. So are you ready to give what needs to be given? Say it loudly. Inshallah. Then I will test you right now, the ajr. I need to get the repayment for this. Yes? Because if I tell you free of charge and I keep on telling you things free of charge, when somebody gives something, you have to appreciate what's being given to you, isn't it? Then you remember, oh, I gave £5 to understand this, so I should be appreciative. Yes, but mashallah, I will get the reward from you. That's what I will ask for. So will you give me some reward? Shall I tell you then what is the action? The kalima? First, let me tell you, will you give me the ajr, the reward for telling you? So you make a true promise? Everyone promises? Okay. So then give me this ajr, brothers. Give me this reward, my friends. That you have to promise to me one thing. Promise me one thing, one promise. Don't have to say it loudly. Say it in your heart. MashaAllah, you all mu'mins and dhakireen you are. Everyone in the world is sleeping and you've come to the dhikr of Allah. MashaAllah. Is this a small jamaat? Is this a minor jamaat? What mercy of Allah Ta'ala has given. Everyone's ghafil, negligent, sleeping. Everyone is lazy and negligent and unaware of Allah. And you've come to the house of Allah to remember Him. And the value of this you'll know in the hereafter. So maybe due to that sadaqah, suddenly I remember this kalima and I'm telling you this kalima. What rewards Allah Ta'ala gives. Look here. Okay, so make this promise. I'm taking this promise from all of you. That be ready, the reward you have to give to me, you have to promise to me that when you go to sleep, each time you go to sleep, then you will go to sleep, isn't it? In the night, of course, you'll go to sleep. Or whenever you have to sleep, you have times, people have different times, somebody works in a factory or night shift. Whenever you go to sleep, then do one action. You have to promise to me you'll do this action, then I will tell you the kalima that you recite that will give you these five rules. Yeah? Good bargain, agreement. So promise to me, when you go to sleep, then before you sleep, do miswak on your teeth. SubhanAllah. You understand what I'm saying? What will you do? Miswak before you sleep. So even if you don't do wudu, don't do any action, but before you sleep, what do you need to do? Miswak. Use the toothpick. And what are the fawaid? The virtues, the benefits, alhamdulillah. Because I'm taking this promise from you that you will do the miswak and I will tell you the kalima to recite. But this action of yours, even for this, you will get a reward. Even though you're doing it on agreement with me, I don't have time at the moment. Inshallah, next time in another gathering, I will tell you the reward of doing the miswak when you're going to sleep. Your final amal should be what? Before you sleep? Don't forget this action. This is a promise now, isn't it? A true promise. Everyone promises properly from the depths of your heart? Yes. Before you go to sleep, before you retire in the night, you have to do miswak. Even if you're in your mattress, in your bed, but do miswak, then go to sleep after that. Lie down. So now then listen to the kalima that will give the rewards that we discussed. How many times did I tell you to recite this? Once over. Once in the morning, once in the evening. How much thawab? How much reward? You'll remember the reward? Aha, because you have to remember these rewards, isn't it? I've told you. Shall I remind you again the rewards? Such great rewards that how much Allah Ta'ala has given me thawab. Revise this, because when we think that how much thawab we're getting, then another point arises. Then a person's grateful for the ni'mah of Allah. Grateful. That's subhanAllah. Because we have come. But nobody's thinking at this moment of time that how much reward am I getting for doing this dhikr. If we know the reward of dhikr at this moment in the gathering, in the majlis of coming, sitting after Isha and remembering Allah, then imagine how soft a person's heart will become. And you say, Allah, I'm so grateful to you. You give me the opportunity to sit in your majlis and allow me to do your dhikr. So remember the reward so that it encourages you to do the amal, the action. So remember the rewards I told you. What's the first reward? Protection from shaitan, number one. Number two, Hazrat Ismail's offspring from that offspring to release a slave. Three, increase of the status 10 times over. 10 sins, number four, removed. And 10 good deeds written, allocated to your book of deeds. So the kalima is what, my friends? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Do you remember this now? Yes, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah. So we have realized today, and I am from your young age making you recite this kalima. So much thawab in this kalima. SubhanAllah, how much karam of Allah, mercy, that we don't know how many times we've recited this during the day and night. We recite this all the time. And imagine the rewards we've amassed. Is this Allah Ta'ala's favor of us, is it? Sometimes when we do sit down and do dhikr and recite the kalimas, we realize that such a great action, alhamdulillah, that those kalimats that we recite, we don't even know the treasures behind each recitation. When we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we'll get the reward and the ajr, then our jaws will drop, and our mouths will be open wide. We say, this ajr? Oh, I should have done so much in the world. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. This is the reward. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. This reward. Like this kalma I've told you today. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Every child of Bolton, mashallah, knows this kalma. Doesn't just know it, recites it. Recites it. So they will get thawab from the young age with the fadl of Allah, with the blessings of Allah, with the mercy of Allah. And today now we've learnt what the reward is, then this is a solid lesson that we have learnt now, isn't it? That before dhikr, alhamdulillah, before fajr, or in the morning after fajr, or in the evening, we recite this kalima. So make the niyyah, Allah, get so much reward for this kalima, and I'll recite this kalima. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.